This episode of MMA Nuts is brought to you by
HostGator, one of the top web hosting providers around. Save 60% off of shared hosting for 3 years with code MMA60. Tire Bar, order tires online, get fast free delivery to a local installer. Use code MMA7 to get 7% off $400 or more. Keats Mattress, dreamy nights ahead. Get 5% off any mattress with code MMANOUTS5P off. Pizza. Menlo Club. Get a curated package delivered to your door. Get $35 off your first month's package plus a free pair of shoes and socks with code NUTS35. Defense Soap. The world's best soap for wrestlers, jiu-jitsu, and MMA athletes. Use code MMANUTS for 15% off.
Hey fans, this is MMA Nuts, episode 441.
441.
My name is Inga Weigel.
Back with the MMA show. By MMA fans, for MMA fans, walk the line between serious
pew,
and ridiculous. What's going on?
I was a little premature on that, sir. Slightly. Yeah.
Are you sweaty?
I'm sweaty.
Fucking sweaty camper.
I'm a sweaty camper. My balls are tingling.
Sweet. That's what it's all about. It's tingly taints.
Yes.
It's a good band name.
It's a mouthful. You can't have a name like that because people won't be able to say it.
Like Dave Chappelle and his latest comedy special?
Yes. Highly recommend you check that out on Netflix. What's it called?
Whatever his most recent one is. It's phenomenal.
He's wearing like a jumpsuit. It's really funny. I thought it was hilarious for sure. If you're like, you know, Catholic or something, probably don't watch it.
No, fucking watch it. Everyone should watch it. And
you're going to hate
aspire it. To be as great as a comedian.
Yeah, he's definitely not pulling punches. So.
No, good for him.
Highly recommend. What's new?
My dog shit in the living room. I just told you.
We were talking about that. Uh-huh. Did your kid shit in the living room, though?
Yes, she has.
Okay.
And it shot 6 foot.
Oh, wow.
When they were a baby.
Like 10
the
years
pressure
ago?
Pressure
built
up.
Years
yeah.
ago?
And I think that also went on my wife's foot.
I don't miss those days, like with the boy, you know?
Remembering,
like,
how
to change, and then there's, like, pee coming up sometimes. It's like, whoa! Cover that shit up. Excuse me.
Never had that.
Yeah, you have to be careful.
Boys.
Throw like a little towel on top of his wing wang, you know?
So he doesn't,
because the cold air hits
him. Or you just aim it at his face and he'll learn.
Well, it's so tiny. How are you going to do that? Like a tiny, tiny dick.
Get a stick, point it.
Yes.
Hit him in the face.
Sounds like child abuse, man.
Guillotine 242 right around the corner. Okay. This Saturday, Abu Dhabi's. Fucking 1 p.m. start time, Central.
Yeah, that's at a weird time.
That's great. What is going on? Because they just did that China card over the weekend that nobody fucking watched.
I'm not watching this one either. I'm busy at that time. Who's got time to watch UFC at 1 p.m. in the afternoon?
Hello? I don't know. I would prefer it 2 hours earlier or not 8.
Right. I could do 6.
6 hours earlier?
No, 6 p.m., 7 p.m.
Gotcha.
It's manageable.
Well, I mean, there's really only one fight on the card that's worthy of talking about.
Poirier versus Habib.
Yeah.
Nurmagomedov.
So, my first question, because let's go back in history. What's the last fight that happened in Abu Dhabi?
Oh, Anderson Silva versus Damian Maia.
And
it was a shit show for 4 rounds.
Right.
Actually, more like 3.5. And then Damian did okay in the 4th round, I thought, right?
Yeah, that's when Anderson Silva was running away from him.
Yes, the whole time, and Dana White walked out of the main event. He was like, I'm done.
Super pissed.
I don't even want to see this shit. BJ Penn fought on that card against Frankie Edgar, too, right?
I think. I don't remember that. I just remember the main event.
I'm pretty sure that was the first. Here, look it up.
Okay, so I just want to lay that foundation down because I'm wondering if history was going to repeat itself. I feel like there's something bad that's going to happen. And I'm going to go out on a limb and say, will Nurmagomedov make weight? Because I got a feeling he might not. He's had problems in the past. That's what I'm trying to say.
He doesn't have to. That happened in 2010, by the way. He doesn't have to travel as far, right? It's like right there for him.
But isn't he living in California, though? Or is he going Russia?
I thought he's living in Belarus or whatever the fuck.
I don't know. I know he's all over. His dad's been there with him running a train or a camp. I don't know.
With bears?
Right.
Yeah.
And he's rolling like 20 people deep because I think there's 2 or 3 people along with him and his crew that are fighting on this card.
Yes.
So it's like the Nurmagomedov card. What'd you find out?
BJ Penn, Frankie Edgar.
Good memory.
5-round fight. Matt, he was also fought Renzo Gracie on that card and knocked him out. TKO. BJ Penn, 16-14. So sad. Anyways.
We'll talk about him later. Let's just stick to this fight. So I think something weird's going to happen. It's got that vibe. I'm wondering if he's going to make weight. And what are your thoughts on this? Before I
on the card?
Yeah.
On
the fight? No, just on this. The card is dog shit. The
main
that.
Event is good, but the card sucks.
Right.
I got to go. Look, I don't know. I know Poirier is like on the upswing. He's got a lot going for him at the moment.
He's the interim title holder right now.
But we forget about Khabib because he's been out for a year. So you kind of go, who is this guy? You got to remember, he's got strong wrestling, like ridiculously strong, throwing guys around like nothing. I don't think that's going to change in this fight. I don't think Poirier's stand-up is strong enough to combat that. Come on.
He's only going to use boxing, too, southpaw boxing.
Yeah. So if Conor couldn't do anything, right?
And well, I think Conor, in his approach, was so defensive that I think it behooved him.
Khabib? Behooved him? So you don't think Poirier is going to be defensive?
I think he's going to be smart because when I'm looking, let's go cardio. I think that cardio is pretty even.
I agree.
You know, definitely. I don't think one guy is going to wear the other guy out. I could be wrong.
But the wrestling, you know, I think it's been mentioned many times where the difference in, so if you're a wrestler and you try to box, you're going to get more tired, even though you're not doing more, but because you're out of your natural element. If you're a boxer and you start wrestling, you're going to get tired from the wrestling because you're not used to that. So I feel like that's going to play in a factor. I think Poirier's cardio could be in question if he's going to end up wrestling a lot.
Possibly. The things I like in this fight, you know, we were talking about Mike Brown is one of Poirier's coaches.
Yes.
And Mike Brown was Jorge Masvidal's coach. And look at how they dealt with the wrestler, right? So, like, what are his tendencies? Oh, he usually comes in like this. Let's throw a fucking flying knee. So I know they're analyzing. I'm not saying another flying knee is coming. I would like it.
That'd be cool.
But I know they've been looking at some of the fights, and I think it was even on the embedded, they were kind of showing them watch Nurmagomedov fight Tibau. And I don't think Nurmagomedov got any takedowns on Tibau because they were watching it. Obviously, that fight was so long ago.
Yeah,
but,
long, forever ago.
But they're trying to see, like, what are the tendencies? And his style is different. They were saying back in the day, he would shoot for, like, in the middle of the octagon, he would shoot for takedowns. Now he doesn't shoot for open takedowns. He goes more against defense.
Okay.
And Luke Thomas had a good, like, 20-minute YouTube video just breaking down Dustin Poirier's wrestling and defensive wrestling. So he said basically when guys shoot on him, he's always looking to attack with a guillotine. Mm-hmm. And he's also doing, like, the Travis Brown elbows on that. Mm-hmm. So I'm kind of I feel an upset coming. And I am leaning towards Poirier. And I'm going to fucking take Poirier.
Wow.
Can he knock him out? I think it's going to be one of those elbows. I'm going to go with one of the elbows on the fence. But this is, I just feel like we're primed for an upset. And I wonder with Khabib, with his 20 people deep, while he's rolling deep with 20 people, how are they all going to fit in his bathtub?
That's a good point.
No, he tends to get in the bathtub with all his men.
They're going
to
stack. But let me remind you that Khabib is 27-0.
Yeah, but I mean, you look at his record. That's my problem. Like, Conor outside
McGregor,
of Conor.
Edson Barboza, Michael Johnson, Rafael Dos Anjos.
I'd say Conor and Rafael are legit.
Barboza's not as legit.
He's a top 10.
I would say he's a more dangerous striker than Dustin Poirier is.
True, because Poirier is just giving you boxing.
Yes.
But I'm giving Poirier the coaching advantage with Mike Brown.
Okay, good point. And then he also fought Ally Aquinta. That guy's crazy. He's fought like a nice range of different talent in the UFC, and he's been able to win all those fights.
Yeah, but I want to say this about Aquinta. He was nice on Aquinta, and people were like, oh, he didn't finish Aquinta. Yeah, because Aquinta took a fight on fucking short notice.
Okay, good point.
And I feel like he didn't want to finish him because he had respect. Like, oh, man, you took this on short notice. I'm not going to do like the Michael Johnson, beat the fuck out of you and talk
that
to you.
That was
like,
horrible.
I want this more than you do. Tap out. Right. Tap out, punk.
Yeah, That was some of the best shit talking I've seen. I think I've seen forever.
Yeah, and the same with Conor McGregor when he was beating the fuck out of him and all.
He's like, you should quit because this is gonna go on all night.
Yeah,
just quit now. So, but in your defense, to make your point, I mean, he's been out a year almost. Habib has, but I still think that the wrestling plays a major factor.
It does. I mean, I think that's what the fight comes down to, right?
It's who's gonna dictate
the takedown?
Yes,
it's like who can if Habib gets the takedown. And controls Poirier, that's the fight, right? And if he doesn't, then it's Poirier's to win.
I think in the first round, he won't get it. It's a matter of, I think it's a war of attrition. Like, who's got better cardio in rounds 2 through 5? Because he's going to go for the takedown. Poirier's going to try to finish. Mm-hmm. So the two guys are going to be doing their thing. And then the second, third round, you're going to see, like, who's going to have the better advantage in that kind of game that they're going to play. Because it's going to be like a cat and mouse thing. I still think Habib wins. I'm going to go with a decision. I think he wins a decision. I think it's going to be an exciting fight in the first three rounds, and it's going to slow down in the last two, and he's going to eke out a win. I'm thinking like 3-2, like really close.
Controversy. I'm saying there's going to be controversy, man.
Or somebody break something.
There's also the potential. Here's the other thought is that Habib doesn't make weight. The fight doesn't go on, and then Tony Ferguson steps in because he is there. And cutting weight to fight. So if one of these guys has to drop out, the card doesn't fall apart.
Yeah, because Poirier is the interim champ, right?
Right.
Yes.
So somebody, there's going to be a fight, even if someone misses weight. You got a backup, so.
Exactly.
We'll see. I got a feeling weird shit's going down.
Are you hooked on a feeling, man?
Maybe. Woof! And then you have Edson Barboza versus Paul Felder, too. That's the second best fight. I think that's the co-main.
Still not that exciting.
The rest of the card is absolute dog shit. And this is one of those fights where, imagine, let's just say Habib misses weight. Okay, now we got a problem. What if Ferguson also misses weight? Then we got a very big problem.
At least it's in another country.
Because then I think what you're going to do is you're going to sacrifice that Barboza-Felder fight, and one of those guys is going to fight for another interim belt,
of course,
or something.
Plenty of backup.
Yeah,
they know what they're doing.
They'll be safe, but I mean, this is one of those cards where if that main event doesn't happen, you if it was in the States, that whole card is getting fucking canceled.
Oh yeah, for sure. But overseas, they don't care. They're just happy to see any kind of fighting.
Yeah,
so they will. But I don't know if we mentioned this on the show. I emailed it to you about the UFC 241, the percentages of the weights, like.
Yeah, we talked about that the last show.
I wonder what it's going to be like in another country, though. Like, is there going to be a difference?
Oh, there's probably some chicanery going on.
Absolutely.
Like, GSP in Canada.
Uh-huh.
Then we're going to in fucking Abu Dhabi.
That's why I'm thinking he's not going to miss weight. Because there's going to be, like, towel gate. Or somehow he's going to be 2 pounds over, and then magically 30 seconds later, he's going to be right on.
Like,
how does this happen? I don't know. He lost 2 pounds in
He took a shit in 3 minutes.
That's right.
No worries.
We all know that does not cut weight.
It does too. I weigh myself every morning before I take a shit and after I take a shit.
What?
And it's at least a good pound or two.
What are you, a horse, man?
I take shits, brother.
Oh, God.
You don't weigh yourself before and after a shit?
No.
Are you human?
Yes, I'm human. Why would I do that?
So you know how much you're pumping out.
I only weigh myself after. That's the most important
part. Before and after. I need to see how much is passing through me.
It doesn't matter.
That's important to me.
I eat very clean, man. I barely go ever. It's like pellets. No, it's not.
You got problems. Like, then. No, you are pellets. Not regular.
Like a rabbit.
Your body's processing it.
It's processing.
You were just metabolizing shit into your system.
Perfect. That makes sense.
Totally good for you.
No pellets. Just
no
kidding.
Pellets.
No.
All right. I think that's what we had for UFC 242. Not the most epic of cards.
Okay.
What do you got for some other
news? Let's talk about, since we talked about him earlier, BJ Penn involved in another bar fight altercation.
Oh, man.
There's some video out there of him getting a little worked up by some random dude.
KO'd with like a slap.
And then there's another video which appears to have him in back mount fucking raining punches down on the same guy.
Yeah, and I think some people were saying he jumped the guy.
Probably.
Later. I understand that. I mean, you want to get back, but... Yeah. And when he went down, he didn't go down light
it was like,
either.
Boom.
So
obviously drunk or something,
or methed out, because he's in Hawaii allegedly. That's all I'm saying.
Allegedly,
Nick Lentz.
It's sad how the mighty have fallen, though.
Well, and here's the question. So there's two things. One, Luke Thomas pointed this out. He said ESPN has not even fucking covered this. And I don't even know if BJPenn.com has covered this because they're usually on top of all the bullshit. But I think they missed this one.
Why? I wonder why.
I don't know. But there's a couple problems. So let's talk about the news standpoint.
Yes.
I know ESPN is like a UFC partner, but aren't they obligated to cover this? It's kind of a fucking big deal when you have one of your fighters not being in one street fight and lose. Did he win the first one? No.
He lost that one
too. Okay. So now he's in the second one. And there may be even more that we don't even know about.
Oh, I'm
but
sure.
But this is like in the last, what, 2 months? He's been in two fucking street fights losing. He's fucking losing street fights. He's a professional MMA fighter. He should not be losing street fights.
We shouldn't be fighting street fights.
No, he should have handlers around him, keeping him away from.
Because I think that's a thing too. Like if you're he's well known, very well known guy,
and especially in Hawaii, I bet he's like a god out there.
Guys
right?
are always trying. I mean, I feel like you'd get challenged, right? If you're some kind of whatever boxer fighter.
And he's not the biggest of dudes.
No,
that's the problem. He's 155. He was so tiny when we met him.
When we were in Detroit, when he knocked out Matt Hughes. And we were backstage, like, and he walked by. I'm like, holy fuck, this guy is super tiny. Like, he's literally small. Like, it looked to me like I could just grab him by his neck, and I know I can't do that. But right. I'm saying, like, I could just choke him.
You probably could.
Maybe. But he looks a little bigger in these videos anyways. But,
yeah.
So it's such a tiny dude, like 150-pound guy.
He's probably 5'5", 5'6", if
super
that.
Super small. So, I don't know. Like, guys might be like, hey, you're not fucking tough. Like, I'll fight your ass. And then next thing you know...
Right.
You know,
well, I think he's willing to engage in anybody that wants a piece of the action, right?
Which is kind of crazy.
Right.
Because you're a prize fighter.
Yeah, and if he fucks somebody up, like, how is he not getting sued in all this, you know?
Yeah, it's Hawaii. Okay. That's probably why.
So there's that standpoint of ESPN not covering it, him not getting in any kind of trouble, no lawsuits. But where's the UFC's obligation in this? Do they... let him continue to fight Nick Lentz.
No.
I think it was in October. But they've been mum because typically, like, what if this was John Jones?
If he got knocked out and there was
video? If there was any other fighter, like, why are they brushing it under the rug for BJ Penn? But, like, a John Jones, it's all over the UFC's website. And hey, man, we've got this fighter conduct thing. And you're not fighting, we're stripping the title and blah, blah, blah. Yeah. But it's BJ Penn.
Gets a pass. Because he's BJ Penn. I believe Chuck Liddell could do the same thing and it'd be okay. Old school.
Yeah, I don't think he should fight. I really, if I'm in the UFC, I'm just... We got to be done. You're getting fucking street fights?
It doesn't look good. Physically, he didn't look healthy in the videos.
No, and the strike that he got knocked out with looked like an open hand slap. I understand the guy's probably... 50 pounds heavier,
maybe
but
more.
It didn't look like, not the best quality, but it looked like a slap
it
knocked
did.
Him out.
But the thing is, you're going to fight 2 months from now and you just got knocked out in a street fight.
And slammed your head hard on the fucking concrete.
He did, in his defense, he did get right back up though. I mean,
well, when you get knocked out and then your head hits the concrete,
stumbling.
You typically wake the fuck back up.
So maybe he was not KO'd, Matt. Maybe he was just...
Oh, he was KO'd. His body went limp.
He was taking
this is defense.
He was...
I'll pretend like I'm out cold. I'm playing possum. I've heard about this.
Exactly. It's the whole, whatchamacallit, Muhammad Ali defense.
What's that?
Homer Simpson. Rope-a-dope, baby. Rope-a-dope.
He's sucking him in. He thinks I'm dead.
Now
he tries to walk away and I fucking jump over my
jump right out of, yes.
I get it.
The illusion of death. That's my move. When street fight, it's always my move. It's illusion of death. Like, I'm dead.
Maybe when he starts the fight, he should just go limp to the ground so the guy walks away and then he jumps in for him.
Perfect. I'm going to try that.
He's not even using jiu-jitsu. What the fuck, man?
Good point.
If he has his back and he's not even choking him out, what's that about?
I don't know.
I don't think he should ever fight again. The UFC should just cut him and move on.
Probably.
Let's move along. I don't want to talk about that one anymore. We have Frank Mir fighting Roy Nelson again.
Frank doesn't even want to do this.
Bellator. Thing. No. He's 40. Roy Nelson's 43. Frank Mir has won 2 of his last 10 fights.
I know.
Roy Nelson has won 3 of his last 11.
Exactly.
So
why are they fighting? It's like the worst against the worst.
I think we're in tune for a majority draw. I really don't understand this. Let's go down this path some more. So we're talking about fights that probably shouldn't happen. We have...
That's one.
That's one. But I think this one tops it. Bigfoot Silva versus Gabriel Gonzaga and Bare Knuckle Fighting Championship number 8.
Both of those guys have got major brain damage. Mainly Bigfoot probably should never...
I think he should be back on the gigantism. However you do that. He's put the tumors back in and go.
Well, I think he's got testosterone therapy now, so maybe he's better. I don't know.
But Gonzaga has won one of his last 6 fights.
See?
And Bigfoot has won one of his last 10 fights.
Exactly.
And he's been KO'd 7 times in those last 10.
This is my point, is what is going on right now in the sport where they're letting these guys who have taken major damage beat the shit out of each other even still? Money?
Tickets. Names. Sales.
Yeah. Sad story.
What are we talking? There's no ethics in fighting? It's just...
No ethics.
Squeeze that stone until you get blood out of it?
Yeah. Professionals.
And more, and more.
And then some, yes. Very sad story. Someone's going to have to die, man, in order for this to change.
I think that's the weight cutting.
What's our death pool? Who's going to die first? Man or woman?
Hopefully a woman.
Oh.
I'm just saying.
Awkward.
Do you feel uncomfortable?
No.
I'm just kidding.
There's nothing you can say that can make me uncomfortable.
Oh, I bet I could.
Yeah.
I won't. Let's talk about other weird fights.
He's teasing me now.
Carlos Condit versus Mickey Gall.
Oh, God.
Why are we doing this?
I didn't realize that was happening. That's a sad story for Condit. Why is he fighting that guy?
Yeah, I feel like this is back to let's try to build a name, right? They did it way back. Let's do Rich Franklin versus Ken Shamrock.
Good point.
That's how we put Rich Franklin over.
Mm-hmm.
And then it just goes down the line and put anybody against BJ Penn right now. Nick Lentz obviously isn't.
Could I fight BJ Penn?
You know what? I think you could actually win.
Maybe.
And I don't like to say that because if random guys on the street are beating him,
maybe I could.
You could beat him.
I'm not a fighter though. I'm a lover, Matt.
That's right. Other fight? One AKA other fight?
King of Pussy.
Okay. You go with that.
And there's more?
Yeah. But we're into okay land now. We're getting out of the bullshit. We're into okay. Alexander Gustafsson says he's rethinking a retirement and he's interested in a fight with Luke Rockhold.
Of course. Doesn't surprise me.
Who I will never pick to win a fight again.
Ever.
Because I feel... He's going to get fucking left hook knocked out for the rest of his whatever UFC career is.
Gustafsson is a lefty, though, isn't he?
Sure.
So he's got safety in the left hook.
Well, maybe he'll switch stance. I don't know what stance he is. I don't care at this point. I'm just going to say he's going to eat left hooks all day long and be unconscious.
Plus.
Am I wrong?
No, I can't argue that.
Didn't you just say he was fucking tackling?
Oh, yeah, he's wrestling... Bull to
taking
the ground.
Down bulls.
Taking down bulls. There's a video of him. Bull. I'm still not clear why he's doing this. Apparently, he was in Montana. Bareback gang of bull.
Shocking.
Yeah.
I'm shocked.
You know what I'm saying? Hey. That's how he likes to get down. It's funny to me because the man, he's a good looking man. Like,
he's
right?
A handsome motherfucker.
He's a handsome motherfucker, right? And you go, like, why are you doing all this crazy shit? Like, you should just ride that wave.
Because he was a champ. I think you got the taste of the champ. Being a champion.
Go do the modeling thing, you know? Make money on your looks, because you can. Don't get all fucked up bull riding and fighting and all this stuff. And his body's a mess. He's got, like, staph infection on his leg.
Yeah, I think ever since that loss to Bisping, not the same guy.
No, something happened.
Not the same. And then all the leg injuries and bullshit.
Yep. Maybe he's got the HIV, Matt.
Could be.
I think he's...
Maybe he's going to... Well, he moved up in weight, so he's got the reverse HIV.
Yeah, something like that. Whatever that is. So what's the reverse HIV? I heard a commercial today about that.
Chris Cyborg?
No, not her. About the HIV. Apparently, they've been able to reduce the with medicine, mm-hmm. like the virus or whatever, where it's zero and you're not contagious anymore. Pretty impressive. Considering
you can fuck without condom?
Correct. Yeah, it's totally safe. Yeah.
I feel like this is a person with AIDS or the HIV that just no, claiming to be a doctor. It's totally safe.
That's what they say.
I could fuck like a champ.
It's some kind of microscopic count that if it's below a certain amount, it's non-contagious anymore.
Ah, yeah. I sure believe that.
But anyways, let's talk about
only if it's anal, though. Right?
Oh, right.
It's not contagious if it's anal.
No, it's not.
Okay. Definitely. Then you're safe.
Totally safe.
Chris Cyborg signed with Bellator, right?
Yes.
What do they say?
Shit, I don't have my notes. Ridiculous. Largest female signing ever in the history of all MMA. She signed a contract for, was there a number?
I don't think they gave the number, but here's the thing about Cyborg. She has the chance to be the first woman to get 4 championship belts in the same weight class from different organizations.
Oh, wow.
Strikeforce.
UFC.
UFC, Invicta.
And Bellator.
And Bellator. That would be fucking impressive.
I will argue still, even though she lost, that she is the greatest woman MMA fighter that ever lived.
100%. She went, 9 years without a loss?
Yeah.
I think she took her early one and went 9 or 10, just destroying bitches in the process.
She's like the Anderson Silva of women's MMA.
Anderson Silva, Jose Aldo, GSP. You know, you can go down the line of how many years they went without a loss.
Yeah, yeah.
And destructive, too. It's not like she was going to decision. She was mauling bitches in the process.
Well, she'll have the chance again. And I think the Bellator signing is the right place for her. They're going to take care of her there.
And I can almost guarantee that Kat Zingano is going to end up over in Bellator. I mean, they're going to sign everyone. Paige VanZant's probably going to end up over there.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, the UFC doesn't care, so it's like Bellator is going to get bigger and bigger with all these people they're letting go, and it almost seems like the UFC is content, right? They're like, hey, we'll just use all these younger, cheaper fighters and not these older and more established fighters. Mm-hmm. You look at the most recent cards that the UFC is putting on, it's a good fight. Like, I looked at, like, the next 8 or 9 cards.
It's not good.
Dog shit. Dog shit. So you have one good fight, and then dog shit. Dog shit.
Yeah. You're on don't this dog care. Shit.
A lot like, of dog shit.
Locked dog into this shit dog shit floor.
So it's hot topic right now.
Hot topic. It's funny how we get stuck on stuff. Sometimes, folks, we have conversations before the show starts, and then there's like keywords that happen, and it just
like
flows.
Sweaty
in,
dog shit.
Like sweaty dog shit. It goes flows into the show and just stays there.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like anal or something.
Anal. Hmm. Any other news?
I'm out.
So the California State Athletic Commission, you know how they had just put out those numbers, what is it, a week ago about how many people were over that 10% threshold?
Like everybody, yeah.
So now they're recommending 6 fighters move up a weight class, and they're just suggested changes for when these fighters are next scheduled to compete in California, and they are not being forced to make the move. So why even go through this charade of weighing a fighter when they're ready to walk in if you're only going to make a suggested change? What's the point?
It's just to prove a point. Just to put it on record to show the world that, yes, 99% of all MMA fighters are like 10% over their weigh-in weight on the day they fight. And that's pretty dramatic. If you're talking about a guy that's 135 pounds.
He's weighing like 170.
That's insanity. Think about that. So like half of his fucking body weight is regained because of, I don't even know how it's possible to lose that much water weight in the course of 4 days. I don't know.
I feel like your organs are like losing weight.
What's going on?
Like my lungs are shrinking, my liver, like I'm squeezing a couple pounds into my liver, my kidneys.
It's like an exercise in suffering, who can suffer more.
Yeah, like who could do the most damage to their internal organs.
Yes. It's chaos.
But why not just fucking draw a line? I thought the 10% was a line in the sand. And then like we let them cross it, and then we're just gonna make a recommendation. And even some of the coaches are like, fuck you and your recommendation. You can shove it up your ass. We're gonna stay at that weight class. You've got no power.
That's right.
Like they're the athletic commission. They have all the power. They could totally just say, fuck you, move up, but they don't.
They're not
they
enforcing
have no balls.
Anything.
No
That's why
balls.
There's no power, man.
No balls.
They're not enforcing it.
It's frustrating. Moving right along. I need to get out of that.
Thank you.
So, remember we were talking about revenue sharing in other sports.
Yeah.
And I want to relate this to, you know, that UFC lawsuit with the fighters going against the UFC trying to prove they're a monopoly or whatever the bullshit is. And apparently it went really good for the fighters and not so good for the UFC in this first round of 4 days of hearings.
Okay.
And I think it was Paul Gift was one of the main guys covering it. He's doing good work out there. And Hockey just released a story, and they were talking, they have a 50-50 revenue split. So what happens is, I had to write this down because I'm going to forget it. It says, teams hold a percentage of a player's salary in escrow until the league determines how much of that pool must be paid to the owners to achieve a 50-50 revenue split. So players on average are losing 10% plus of their salary every year because the teams are not generating enough revenue.
Oh, I didn't know this.
Yeah. So I think in the last few years, they've lost 12% and 13% of their salary, which is kind of bullshit. So you sign a contract for $10 million, but then you're only making like 8.6. And I think the players are saying, well, some of the teams aren't really trying to promote the sport. So you have arenas that may be half filled and they're just sucking it out. So then the players are eating shit. So I think they said they have until September 15th, the players do, to accept the collective bargaining agreement. Otherwise, they're going to go on fucking strike again.
That happened a few years ago.
Yeah. And then the Blackhawks won the cup that year.
Why are they always going on strike in hockey?
Because of this bullshit going back and forth between the owners and the players and the revenue and all this bullshit. But this is still tying back to the UFC. The UFC pays 20% to the fighters. The UFC gets 80%.
Fair.
And Bellator, it is, if you're the owner. I agree.
I'd like to be an owner, man. Yeah. Sounds good.
No, the UFC owner, because I think Bellator was in that 40, 50, 60%, or even Strikeforce back in the day was paying out godly amounts. I mean, you got to find, like, what's that level? I don't know if it's 50-50. And I think boxing is way crazier. It's, yeah. I want to say it was 60-40. It may even be more egregious for the fighter gets the lion's share
of
the money.
Most of it, yeah.
The promoter gets a little bit.
That's why boxing is like pretty much shit now. Because I think they can't make money doing that shit.
Unless you're the big guy. Yes. And pay-per-view. I think that's a debatable thing right now. Mm-hmm. So we'll see what's going to happen with that. I need a sip of some alcohols.
Are you parched? Ambition?
A little bit. See, Dominic Cruz throwing a little shade. I mean, we saw this little video, remember?
Oh, yeah.
So he
posted, like your neighbors.
Dominic Cruz, yeah, hopefully. He says, he's talking to Henry Cejudo, you're not in my caliber or class, little man. You and your little coach. These two guys with like a 50 caliber gun.
Oh, there's two of them, yeah.
These little guys. Okay, Dominic.
So that seems very not politically correct, though.
Eh, it's all right. It's in the Dave Chappelle line of
thoughts. Midgets? Did I say
Oh, my God. He said the M word.
You can't say midgets or faggots or retard.
You can say whatever you want.
What else can I not say?
Whatever you want.
The gays?
No, you can say that as long as you're not Big Nog. The gays.
The gays. I'm talking about viewing,
right,
strictly.
Do you see this picture of Stipe Miocic? He is wearing his UFC belt and fucking cleaning toilets.
Why?
At the fire station. I don't know. But I want to know, what kind of fucking savage cleans toilets without wearing gloves?
That kind of sandwich. The guy that you cannot understand what he says when he talks. He's like literally...
This kind of guy to go ass to mouth and mouth to ass on a fella. I don't know.
He's just a really nice, big, burly, lumberjack kind of dude who just, he doesn't say a lot. When he does, you can't understand what he says. And that's just how it goes.
I don't know. I'm very disgusted by this whole thing. If you're not wearing gloves when you're dealing with shit, you have a problem.
I think it's he's posing, though. I don't think he has.
No. He's got a fucking toilet brush in the bowl in this picture. And then I think he's got a toothbrush in there, so you clean the bowl, clean my teeth. And then maybe that's why he can't talk, because he's fucking got all sorts of bacterias growing in his mouth, allegedly. And let me just say this about all you Stipe Miocic pussies out there. fuck off. All right, fuck off. If I don't like the guy, fuck you. Did I say that?
I think you just did. So why did you say that? Because we got a lot of heat on our YouTube channel about our comments.
A lot of people were angry.
There's a lot of hate, man.
Wait, what? He didn't lose three rounds. We're fucking fiery watching. I don't know, the same fight where his face looked like fucking hamburger meat after he was done.
He got beat up pretty good.
He got beat up for three rounds. But deal with it.
Stipe fans are very loyal, and they're from the Eastern European side, and they will voice their opinion.
Oh, that's great. You like vanilla ice cream, too?
Yes, I do.
White paint?
I love white paint.
Yeah, it's got so much personality. Fuck me.
White paint. Why are you ragging on white paint?
Because like there's no flavor.
A little white paint on myself sometimes, Matt.
You do whatever you want to do. You
jump up against the wall, make a body caricature on my dark walls.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. You like the cocaine?
Sometimes.
Cocaine?
Does that have to do with anything?
I don't know. So there's this chick that won the 115-pound title. I don't know how to say her first name. Weili Zhang. She just won the title over a weekend. She said she was open to fighting Henry Cejudo if he went to Thailand and got his dick cut off. I'm paraphrasing right now. It's exchange. And then Henry's replied. He said, why don't you bend the knee to Triple C?
Ooh.
I like that. You got to let a woman know what's up, right? Especially if you have a gold belt or two gold belts and one gold medal. Uh-huh. Let that woman know what's up.
He's in charge.
Right.
They're both like a buck 15, though. So who's actually right. running what?
I don't know.
But combined, they're like one person.
I gotta mute this. I don't know what to make of this thing, though. I just saw this. What is love? Baby, don't hurt me. Don't hurt me. My love.
What am I looking at?
It's Junior Dos Santos. Oh, is that? Some kind of version of Dancing with the Stars, but what the fuck is the man wearing?
He's got some really sparkly pants.
Oh, my God.
I kind of like... Dude, I would rock those pants.
I wish I could play the music, but it's the Saturday Night Live, like the Will Ferrell and Chris Kattan, that song where they're in the clubs.
I kind of like those pants, man. I would totally wear those pants.
My God. I got a problem. He's got so much CTE. This is not right.
Oh, he looks happy, though.
He's always happy.
He can be CTE'd up, but he's smiling all the time. He's a happy man. He's all like,
well, I think Cain Velasquez knocked the fucking normalcy out of him.
But I like the pants. What's wrong with the pants?
Very flashy.
I like that.
Flashy and fancy. Yeah. Oh, like it.
I would wear those pants.
I think it was everything.
I wonder, could I wear those pants and just go to like fucking Starbucks?
Go to work.
And just hang. Go to work.
Go to work in those, man.
I could see my boss right now like,
no underwear.
What's going on here? Oh, with those kind of pants, you can't wear underwear because it's like form-fitting.
Two Cialis.
Double Cialis? Double Cialis.
Just walk around.
Giant hard on.
Fucking knocking things off every day. Walk into your boss's office. So, I'm thinking I need a raise. Knock everything off her desk. Like, what the fuck? I'm just saying.
I'm feeling a little erect this morning.
True. Let's do a little ass of nuts. His wall on Twitter asked, he said, did you guys talk about that Matt Mitrione mouthpiece thing?
Matt Mitrione
mouthpiece? Yeah, like that when he was fighting Cartana for a second time, his mouthpiece kept falling out.
Yes.
And then Mitrione said, I think we mentioned this briefly, but Mitrione said, oh, he had lost his mouthpiece before the fight, so we went to a dentist and then tried to have something fit, but whatever happened, he'd been better off just making his own and putting it in. But... if you're a professional fighter, how do you not have, like, three backup mouthpieces? I can understand losing one, but how do you not have other ones?
Because he's a Matt Mitrione.
True. Darren Christensen is ass. He says the undercard for UFC 242 is pure dog shit.
Thank you.
The fuck, man? Dog shit everywhere, right? With the unusual start time, when should I expect the main event to begin so I don't waste my time watching the other fights? Central time, please.
I'm thinking 3 o'clock.
Yes. Jared Christensen asks, follow up. BJ Penn got knocked out in a bar fight. Can the UFC just cut this fucking guy already?
No, they're not going to. I think you're going to see him fight for the last time coming up shortly. Ever. In the UFC.
And then in another bar fight?
And then he'll go to Bellator.
What now? Really?
Bellator will sign him for sure. all day.
Yeah, I would cut him. I also would have cut Anderson Silva after Abu Dhabi.
Good point.
Rodrigo Machado calls out. It's time. Pound sign, nuts roll. Pound sign, Matt Rabe train. Pound sign, Ingo Sugar Daddy. Would you rather lose $1,000 to your worst enemy? You're always about the worst enemy. I don't have enemies. Or be given $10 million and have to set it all on fire and watch it burn.
I'll burn the $10 million.
Fuck yeah. Well, I'm whacking off.
Oh, that money.
Yeah. Take it.
So sad.
A lot of pissed off
people. Would you be
people.
Crying the whole time? Have you ever cried while you're whacking off?
I was never going to get it.
You get sad?
Yes. Or I'm going for like an hour and a half and nothing's happening. And I'm just going to fucking keep going until I win.
I'm so sad.
I'm in control.
Oh, I'm so sad.
You're not in control. I'm in control. Would you rather eat only one meal every 3 days of whatever you want and only peanuts in between to keep you alive? Or eat whatever you want whenever but have no sense of taste?
I'll do the peanuts thing. It sounds better.
Yeah, you want to be able to taste your food. I know a couple of people that can't taste their food. And the stories I've heard, it's just not a good thing. You get zero enjoyment from food. And that's to me, it's one of my biggest enjoyments. Because sometimes I will argue that a great meal is better than great sex.
Oh, get the fuck out of here. I'm going to say no to that.
Fuck, man. You're
I'm gonna
crazy.
Say, no way, Jose. I'll take sex all day. Twice on Sunday. Maybe even three times.
You.
Fucking hell. I could starve. Fuck that.
I would rather take a great meal than great sex sometimes.
Yet another thing.
Digest just, that. Why don't you chew on that for a
I'm
little bit?
Chew on that.
Just chew on that.
Yes.
Think about it. Okay. If you had a choice between having a tail or losing a leg.
What the fuck?
Which would you choose?
I'll take the tail.
I don't know. I would prefer to just lose both my, just all four of my limbs. I just literally want to be Matt. Laying in front of your doorstep. Like, who are you? My name's
Matt.
They
made a movie called that, like, Boxing Helena or something, where the dude, like, cuts the chick up and puts her in a box.
Nice.
It's some weird love story.
I like it. Some 50 Shades of Gay.
Yeah, a little more gay. Okay. A little more sadistic than that. But I'll take the tail all day, all day.
Yeah, 100%. I want it fancy, dog. Get it. Go to one of them fluffers.
Would you have one of those poofy tails or like a snake-like tail?
Nah, I want it flamboyant.
Okay. What color would it be?
I want it pink, pimp style. Like, pink look at this motherfucker rolling down.
You got my tail, baby.
Pink, fluffy tail. Like
you'd have to cut holes out of all your clothes.
Yeah,
tail
it's sweet,
out.
Man. Right. Maybe I'd hide it every once in a while and then pop it out if it needed.
What's up, baby?
Yeah. What's up? You like
see this tail?
Yeah. What would you do if you only had 100 blinks left before losing your vision? Well, I'd be blind by now because the show has been going on for a little bit.
What would I do? I would probably be sad.
Staple your eyelids to your top of your thing, then sit yourself on the top of a mountain.
Yeah.
Wait for the sunset or sunrise. Sunrise. And just go blind. You're going to go blind anyway. Maybe I would just stab myself in the eyes. Don't let the man beat you. You beat the man. You're in control. It's all about being in control. That's the theme of the show. Be in control.
I would stare at the things I love so I could remember them forever, man. So gay.
So like the biggest, blackest cocks. Right. That's what it's all about.
I would
that's
want a picture of a giant life. Black penis that I could look at. And then when I'm blind, I will always remember that.
I feel like I should put a few of those on the set. Black I feel like, didn't we talk about this? I want a button to press and then just like all these cocks come down at varying lengths, heights, girths. And then maybe one's in the middle like a pendulum, so we just slap it, and then for the show it just keeps going.
Whenever I know you, you just throw, forward. You just have a thing that swings and just
slaps you in the face. Cool.
A giant dangling black cock. Can it be lubed up too, so I can?
Yeah, get, whatever.
I want a little backsplash, so when I get
so it's like hit you, and then it's like a fighter getting punched. He's all sweaty, and you get the splash.
Yep.
Sweet. A little blood.
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Cool. Let's do a little Fuck, Marry, Kill. Slurm Edition number 57, MMA Made Me Come number 9. Bridget Batch.
Okay, all right. That's not bad.
She's getting fucked. Yeah. Gazi Parman. Hang on.
Oh, interesting.
Wifing her.
You're wifing her?
And then Jin Yu Frey.
I'm going to pass on that one.
Looks
sure.
Like my cock.
That's yeah. Which one of these is not like the other is my question.
Yeah, that one's a man.
She's out. I'm probably gonna. Let me see the first one again. I think I'm gonna marry that first one.
Okay.
That sounds good. Looks solid.
You're banging that one. We're both killing this man.
The man. It's a lot of. That's like a 25 pack.
You got any knowledges?
Knowledge. Other than you should check out the Dave Chappelle special. Knowledge wise. No. I don't know. Keep your nose clean.
No. He loves white. Huh? He loves the color white.
I do.
I don't know what this one is. Oh, I need volume. Hang on. I'm gonna have to go backwards. I have to go forward to go in reverse. Hang on. And I probably need to hit that button. And I'm gonna go back here.
It can't just be me. I just wanna go to the fucking pool and lay out in a bikini without feeling judged. It's like, yeah, I've got stretch marks and a tattoo that says Boner Garage.
What the fuck?
It can't just be me.
Boner Garage.
Yeah, what's up with that? I've never heard that before.
That's awesome.
That's a classy
Boner
broad,
Garage.
Huh. I feel like that should be on the abdomen. Or like a tramp stamp. I feel like it's a better tramp stamp, like the Boner Garage.
Boner Garage. Depends which hole you like it in.
I feel like she's anything goes kind of chick.
Boner Garage. I've never heard that.
Ever. Me neither. I like it.
How did?
Don't worry about it, Ingo.
How did you find this?
Don't worry. The less you know is me. The more,
like,
you
where,
know.
Where do you go on the interwebs to find this kind
wherever
of...
Wherever it takes me. Okay. Sometimes it gets dark.
You have days where you have like a lollipop in your mouth and you just... Like on your thumb, and you go, I'm just gonna see what happens.
What is it? Lollipops in my mouth and butter in my ass. Simple man. Like simple things.
All right. That has been this week's edition of MA Not Super Weird. My name is Ingo Weigel.
Matt Griffith, thanks for playing. What?